You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 477. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Most business owners are chasing new when the real money that is made from mastering the art of simplicity. In the last 2 weeks, I've had some pretty epic discovery calls with cool humans from around the world. 8 calls, in fact. And of these 8 calls, 4 were chasing new. And what I mean by chasing new is they were burning down their business every few months. And this is where havoc starts to come. And it's one of the biggest reasons businesses struggle to scale because people keep changing everything. Changing their offers, their messaging, their strategy, their fucking niches, their team, the direction, you name it. Everything around them is constant change, which is only fucking up your nervous system. Now, that's a conversation for another day. And what is happening is these amazing humans who have actually a really epic structure and foundational element of their business, they're not allowing anything to have enough time to work. And what I know after supporting thousands of business owners around the world is that businesses are often not failing because their strategy is completely fucked, but they are failing because they never stay with anything freaking long enough for momentum to build. For example, in the last 7 days, my business generated over $109,000 in sales. And what's interesting, or maybe it's not interesting, is wait for it. Every single dollar came from things that I've been selling for multiple years. Nothing was new. I did not have any dramatic pivots. I did not have shiny object syndrome. Nothing. There was no massive reinvention. And so I've had to learn to be okay with boring. Scaling is boring. Let me repeat that. Scaling is boring. Really fucking boring. But somewhere, I don't know, along the way, some dickwads on social media, who I won't name names, but one I might add have no fucking experience in scaling businesses, have convinced people that scaling a business should constantly feel exciting, right? Let's do this, feel exciting, lean into it. But again, a lot of scaling, as I said just a minute ago, is fucking boring. Why? Because it is repetition. It's talking about the same offers over and over and over again. It's continuing to market something long enough after you're personally sick of talking about it. It's about continuing to show up consistently, even when that instant gratification isn't there anymore. And that's the part people are struggling with because they are bored. And because they are bored, they assume everyone else is bored. Meanwhile, your audience who wants to buy from you has probably only heard you mention the thing that you have on offer a handful of fucking times. So yeah, you live inside your business every day, but they don't. And I'm seeing this constantly right now. People launching something new all the time, all the time. And they don't immediately get the results that they want. And then suddenly they decide, and I hear them doing freaking reels or posts. I was no longer in alignment. You know, this offer just isn't working. I think I need to pivot. Maybe I need to start something new. And I'm just like, for fuck's sakes, no. Again, you probably just haven't stayed consistent long enough. So some of you will be like, well, I'm here to talk about the $109,000 and where did it come from, Ange? If you're a woman navigating life after divorce and wondering what to do with your financial future, then you're going to want to meet one of the most amazing humans, Sally Prowse. Sally's a Sydney-based mortgage broker with over 20 years in the industry, and she specifically specializes in helping women rebuild financial confidence, borrow smarter, and create real wealth through strategic property and lending. Her take, financial independence is not about earning more, it's about structuring smarter. Make sure you run, not walk, to connect with Sally at sandcastlefinance.com.au. Again, you can connect with the amazing Sally at sandcastlefinance.com.au. Yes, that's important, but it's not as important from what I've just said. Stop creating new. So where do these funds come from? 4 people signed up for my mastermind. 1 sponsorship for my conference came through. I have 1 new one-on-one client. I sold 1 $37 product. I also sold 3 VIP tickets and 2 general tickets to my 3-day Women in Business conference. That's it. And again, nothing was new. My masterminds, been selling those for years. My conference, this is my 3rd year. My one-on-one consulting, God, that would probably be 10 years I've been selling. And my sponsorship opportunities, those have been going for 3 years. Nothing has changed. But what has happened is the consistency has compounded. And this is the part that most people are missing, right? The compound effect only works if you stay with something long enough. But most business owners, maybe such as yourself, will quit before momentum even has a chance to build. Because trust, you cannot build that shit overnight. Visibility, you cannot build that overnight. And momentum cannot be built overnight. And every time you panic and burn everything down, you reset everything. You reset that momentum again and again and again. And then you wonder, why is my business not working? Why might I have to go back to a day-to-day job, right? Because you haven't stayed with it long enough. So in my opinion, chasing new is keeping you stuck. And maybe this is a little bit ranty, but good old social media strikes again because they make it worse. Because again, every second person with limited experience in actually scaling businesses is telling business owners, get the new funnel, get the new AI tool, get the new offer. I've got a new secret. You know, come download this amazing, follow my roadmap for success, man. And people, because in our nature, in our DNA, are addicted to chasing new instead of mastering what already works. And so then they become stuck and then they start to pivot because they're uncomfortable with boring and they're uncomfortable with repetition and they're uncomfortable with staying consistent. Right? They're uncomfortable with not seeing immediate results. But business growth is not built on instant gratification. Again and again, and I've been saying this in a few podcasts lately, it is built on compound consistency. I need you to hear this. I want you to hear this. You don't need 47 offers. You don't need to reinvent yourself every fucking quarter. And most of all, you do not need to burn your business down every time something feels slow. But as I've said today, and of what I've been podcasting now for over 7 years, what you need is better visibility, stronger messaging, clear positioning, consistent sales activity. That's it. And I've also said this shit before. Why? Because simplicity scales. When your offers are clear, when your value ladder is clear, when your audience understands what you do and how you help them, sales become, guess what? Easy. Not because you're doing more, but because trust has been built and trust has been built through repetition, not constant reinvention. So my friend, if you're listening right now and you're thinking about changing everything again, please, please just pause. Please just stop. Please just ask yourself, is this actually not working? Or have I not stayed consistent long enough? My final words, please. Please, please, please stop chasing new and start mastering simple. You've got this. The women that I work with and even the women that I don't work with and have the opportunity to have amazing conversations with, you already know for the most part what you need to do, but you need to trust yourself. You need to be okay with boring. You need to be okay with consistent. But most women won't because their nervous system will feel not safe, or you're not feel like you're doing enough, or you don't feel like you belong. And therefore you just keep changing things to meet the demands of your nervous system. You don't have to keep doing that. You are safe, you are enough, and you already belong. So stop chasing new, start mastering simple, and allow your nervous system to finally start to settle. And then, my friend, watch your business scale. Speaking of scaling, if I can support you to scale your business anyway, then make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au and explore the different ways that I can support you, whether or not it's in my one-on-one programs, my mastermind, a VIP day, or through my retreats. And if you have any questions, make sure you book that discovery call. But for now, I hope you have a beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again for another podcast episode next week. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.